Hello.
Yo, yo, yo.
What was it?
Yo, 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 what it is, what it ain't, why come, how come, and you know what, y'all? Does it even fucking matter? Does it even matter?
It doesn't.
You know what?
But hey, y'all, welcome back to another episode of Yes, We're Black.
What's up, friend? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, doing good. Just trying to make it on through, child. Just trying to make it on fucking through.
Why is someone sending me angry emojis for being on live?
Oh, no. Maybe because you went in and out of it.
Maybe. I don't know.
Whatever, whatnot.
No, we tried. We tried.
We try. We try to do the best that we can around here. Mm-hmm. You know, when we can do it, when we can do it, you know.
But yeah, my week was cool. It was the end of the month. So you know how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
It was probably the busiest end of month I've had in months.
So
that was pretty fun on Friday. The rest of the week, I really didn't do too much. Honestly, and now every time I say honestly, I catch myself.
Oh my God. Tell them about the honestly.
Apparently I say honestly all the time. And one of my, coworkers said that her daughter said it and she felt like she heard me
at the same time.
Well, can't
the
help
Nicole
it.
With the honestly.
Honest.
Cause honestly, honestly. But that was your week? Anything else going on with you?
I mean, you whooped my ass last night in some games.
Yo, I kicked her motherfucking ass all up and down Pineville. That's all I'm going to say.
It was a lot.
That's all I'm going to say. I'm just the champ, and I'm the Venna. And that's it, and that's all, y'all. And I wish y'all would see me in some dominoes. I'm just going to put it out there. And then it was even worse is me and her on the same team.
I was going to say, if they you know did partner saying? Dominoes,
my
girl,
God, we're winning.
We would beat
every
everybody.
Time. We're like fucking, I can't even think of what we are. We them bitches, that's all. That's all that
domino
needs to be
domino dominators.
You said that last time. I don't like that. That sounds like some dominators.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I just need y'all to know that we on live on Facebook and my forehead look real big.
So does mine.
And they say the pretty girl's got the forehead, right?
It's light skin problems.
But I'm looking like straight up forehead and bun. That is all I got going on today for you guys. But it is what it is. Y'all gonna get this forehead, this light skin, and yes, we are fucking black. We are black. We are back. Mm-hmm. So that was all with your week?
Yeah, what happened with your week?
You know, my week was just a working and a working. Working in the wind. Trying to get it right. Trying to make a little $15. Or what is that? No, 15 cents out of a dollar. Trying to get it. Kind of trying, you know, whatever. But I was trying to make something of it. Clearly that's not happening right now. But yeah, no, my week was pretty good. I definitely did not have uppage my stepsage. Nothing of that.
You had
that
one
happen.
Day you went on a good walk, didn't you?
Yeah, it was one day. It was a good walk, and then the rest of the week was shit. And then it was cold, and I'm tired of walking in the cold. I'm walking in the wind, in the rain.
Yeah,
like it's been, and then it's been raining like crazy here. So it's just I'm over. I'm ready for the summer.
And it is nice out today.
It
I will
is
say.
Nice out
it's
today.
Beautiful. Wearing a little t-shirt.
I almost wore some Hoochie Daddies.
Some Hoochie Daddies.
But it was the breeze is there. So I went ahead and put on, you know, the crew neck and kept it cute today. But yeah, but my week really wasn't much going on, honestly. I think we're looking forward to next week because we're going to be out on the road next week.
Mm-hmm.
Greensboro. Here
yes.
we come.
I have family coming into town, and I am so excited.
I know. And, you know, your aunties are so sweet. Mm-hmm. And I get to meet your cousins for
yes,
the first time.
I get to meet a cousin for the first time.
That
shoot.
Is what's up. So,
yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
very
so
excited.
That's pretty much what I'm looking forward to. Rocky is Rocky. Ain't nothing really. Ooh, not your throat.
You know why my throat be making noises?
That's for another show.
Well, you know what?
That is for another show. But yeah, Rocky, you know, update on him. He just being Rocky. I just really appreciate my dog. Like, I know this sounds really crazy, and I probably mention this every week, but this little nigga just teaches me every day. Like, just to be patient, to be understanding. To you know, feel loved, because I definitely feel loved by my dog. And
I feel loved by your dog.
Yeah. I mean, and he's so friendly with everyone.
Except for little girls, and he makes cry.
Well, they was outside. See, Rocky's not the same dog. He's a different dog inside than outside.
He really is.
Outside, he is that nigga. You better not walk past this door. I don't know why you outside. Riffity rough, rough, rough. I'm ready to bite your ass, even though when I get up on you, I'm going to lick you.
Literally.
I'm going to give you a kiss.
The way he charged at this little girl yesterday, like he wasn't on a leash. She started crying. Lord, I was just, like, oh, my God, what is happening?
I can just see it now because you don't know. I mean, you do know how to handle him, but you have to have a hold of him a certain kind of mm-hmm. way, especially when he be taking off like mm-hmm. he doesn't have a leash on because mm-hmm. he's just squirrel brain and he's trying to do that.
Yeah, there's a dog, there's a kid, there's another dog, there's
and
a
then
squirrel.
He has the retractable joint.
Yeah, and I didn't know how to work that thing.
Right, right, because I had the flat leash for him for a mm-hmm. long time.
And that one I could handle him on. Right. I just wrap it around and reel him in.
His back his black ass back. Mm-hmm. But, he's just, I really appreciate my dog. We've gotten closer. And
isn't that such a good feeling?
It
I
is
love
a good feeling. Like,
pets.
Like when he puts his little chin on my chest and mm-hmm. be about to fall asleep and be looking so cute and stuff. It just, it warms my heart. It makes me feel loved. You don't feel too lonely. So, you know, I like it. I'm really enjoying this relationship. My mom, she don't even want to talk to me. She just want to talk to the dog.
Want to talk to her grandbaby.
Yeah, that's pretty much all she wanted to do. Or, yeah, that's it. That's it. I don't even matter at all.
Damn.
Mickey doesn't matter. No, I do matter.
Don't ask what today's topic is. Just listen and find out.
Listen and find out. Ooh, eager are we. Eager. Ooh, you're
eager
ready
Earl
for the tea.
Here.
You're not eager. Eager. Girl. Sick and crazy. Yo, I've been tongue-tied all day, especially trying to say
communicative.
Y'all say that three times back to back and just tell me how that go for y'all.
What was that thing you had me read that was supposed to be hard to read?
Oh, it was something on the, it was like, I can't even say it.
It was
because,
like a tongue twister. Little
yeah,
thing.
It was.
It said something about hiccuping. That's all I remember.
Yeah, hiccuping and sickuping and a hiccup. It was a whole bunch of stuff. And that little crazy guy be trying to sound shit out and he'll get real, like he gets so mixed up. It's like hilarious. It's like, dude, just say the word, read the word and say it. You know, so well, we're not talking about how you be reading. You just skim over shit. But I wish I can do that, you know.
Just pick out the words that are important. All the filler words aren't. Mm-hmm. All the this, that, the, in, out, it don't matter. You just read
not
the
in,
beef.
Out.
The beef of it.
The beef it all. But yeah, but you
How
know.
How was the rest of your week?
It was pretty good. I mean, you came over last night. Okay, story time.
That's story time.
So we was feeling a Friday. We was like, yo, it's Friday. We excited. We just want to be off of work. And she was like, well, I get off work early. I'm going to come over. Da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, fine. You know, go, you know, do your thing, whatever. Clearly, my bitch ass forgot because I stayed at work and was chit-chatting and doing all kind of stuff, taking my time. I walked through my goddamn door, all the lights on. I just knew I was robbed. I just knew they done got me. They done took Rocky. My biggest fear has come into fruition. No, it's just my
boyfriend. I do want to take
I'm about
Rocky.
To say my boyfriend. It's just my best friend sitting on my couch with a fucking Kool-Aid smile talking about, hello. Welcome home, bitch. Like, oh, I totally forgot you were here. Totally forgot. I really thought I was robbed. Like, when I seen the lights on like that, that fucked me up.
Oh, my God. Your face was priceless. That's why I was smiling so hard. I was like,
I'm
oh
on
my
the phone.
God.
I'm on the phone with Gil. Like, man, that shit. It fucked me up. But you know how I am. I can get scared very easily. But, yeah, that was my week. Nothing too much going on. I definitely just got to walk more. Walk more. And, y'all, we just need to appreciate the Fresh Market because they got me in a chokehold. They got me in a chokehold over this vanilla goddamn pound cake. Nicole has made my new nickname pound cake because I have gotten every week I'm getting like a loaf, mm-hmm. maybe two.
They know her at the store. Like, oh, pound cake.
All right,
again?
Don't tell my business like that. Jesus Christ. I was just, you
They're
know.
They're going to start greeting you like, what's up, pound cake?
No, I don't need you to be calling me no damn pound cake. Jesus Christ. But yeah, that's all I got going on, y'all. Nothing too much going on. Nothing too much going on.
Okay, well. What's going
on?
We
met a fellow podcaster.
We did. We just met a fellow podcaster.
Shout out to Product or whatever his name
is.
Yes. I think, yeah.
Yes. And I already forgot the full name of his podcast, but
yeah.
We're going to give it a listen.
Something
and I hope
about
he listens to ours.
Or something. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's cool meeting other people in the space, I guess.
Yeah.
And we never this is off topic, but we never decided if we were going to go to Atlanta or not to that podcast festival. Hmm. We got to see if there's still tickets. I think there is. It's a festival. So.
Yeah, it's a festival. Yeah. We need to check that out. We'll come back to that.
Definitely.
But yeah, so what do we got to talk about today? What are the trending topics?
Well, let's start with what's top of mind.
Mm.
And that is Mr. Chime Time.
Mm. 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 I know y'all done heard about it. I know you done seen him. Mm. Y'all been clowning him, talking about his little ball sweat. But he look good now. They done sprayed it up. Mm-hmm. They done got his hairline together. So you want me to kick this off?
Mm-hmm.
So we live in Charlotte, North Carolina. I've been here like 20 years.
I've been here 9
years. And we've always said that Charlotte food is trash.
My light just shut off.
Damn. Are you looking different?
Kind of.
No, it's all right. You're still beautiful. Chime Time. Mr. Chime Time. So he's been running around in Charlotte, eating at all the little spots that everybody's been telling him to go to, all the soul food spots, and all of them are trash. And I've eaten at some of them, and he is not wrong.
He's not wrong about a few of them.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. Like, Charlotte food is trash. Like, name a really, really good Chinese place.
That it's impossible.
That is like really, really good.
House of Lang is as close as you can get.
I can do the place at my by my house, the walk, but mm-hmm. then I have to have it a certain way. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
You can't just order something and you know it's going to be good.
Mm-mm.
You know, it's just not the same. The food is not made the same here in Charlotte. Like,
he said the Charlotte food is trash, but that gas station chicken, that's so true. The shells have the best fried chicken.
But then they're not even like, you know. I'm funny about little gas. It's
not
a southern thing.
For some
thing.
Reason.
Because that one is off of South Boulevard and East Way.
Yeah.
Or East Boulevard. East Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Right there. Like, actually, Dale put me onto that. Because they've been doing fried net chicken for years.
That sucks is their sides. Their sides are not good. They're like, taste like they've been sitting all day.
See, that's what I'm talking about. Like, why can't we just go to a place and it be good?
Right.
Or why can't I go to a place that I originally ate somewhere and then go and get the same fucking experience? Like, I get where he's coming from. And people over here acting like you want to fight him because you need to be careful because people in Charlotte crazy.
He does need to be careful.
So you're talking about, well, whichever you want to do, I hope you're walking around together. That's all I'm going to say because I don't want no violence on him, and I definitely don't want to see anything happen to him.
Not the shell off Glenwood. You trying to have me in the hood, bro?
Oh, no. We ain't going
what?
Over there.
That's over there. I guess that is probably where the best chicken is.
That's probably in the hood. That's where you would have to go ahead and make your way down to.
I know
to.
All about Glenwood.
But at least he didn't shit all the way on my little spot that I go mm-hmm. to all the time. It's called Ted's. I usually get a burger from there, and the burgers are really good and juicy. Like, if you just want a good little burger that feel like, you know, your mom or somebody cooked it, you can go there and get a goddamn good burger. He gave it, 9 out of 10?
Mm-hmm.
So, but he shitted on the chicken. And then I talked to the people. So I went up there and I was like, y'all know y'all made it to Chime Time right there. It was like, because they're all white. So they're like, oh, we heard. And then the one of the ladies, she was like, yeah, he didn't like our chicken. But we have a lot of older people that come and we can't season our food like that. And it is true.
That's
they
fair.
Do have a lot of nursing home people in there. Because every time I come, it's like 50 of them in there, you know, sitting all together, you know, with their arms crossed and ready to eat, fork in hand. But he's not lying. The food in Charlotte is so fucking trash. It's like nowhere is
the
really
only
consistent.
Place that is consistently good. You already know what I'm about to say.
Where?
Tacos Rico.
Taco Rico's definitely always delivers. When they was at my other job, they used to come by. This was when they was in the beginnings mm-hmm. and they were really moving around. I used to always get their little quesadillas and their little, what else they got? They got
the tacos.
The little tacos mm-hmm. and stuff. I mean, what else? The tacos. Okay, yeah. But yeah, that's one place that is pretty consistent. And then it's a food truck at that. So that's not really
Name a
much.
Place in Rock Hill and I'll try it. Said Rock Hill has good food.
Rock Hill, I don't know. I've really given up on. Do you know how many times I've heard, oh, you need to try this place, and we're just disappointed? Like, it's just not that good here.
I do want to try, I do want to try Soul Delish.
Soul Delish.
It's new. It's on North Tryon. Mm. It's actually where a friend of mine actually used to have a restaurant. Mm-hmm. And it's been two
I
other restaurants.
I couldn't see your face. Like,
I know,
was
it was weird. It was
nerves.
Like right in the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, right in the way. My bad. Okay, go ahead.
But no, it's like in that, you know where the Food Lion is by UNCC? It's in that complex.
Oh, yes, it, yes,
the
yes,
Chipotle
yes.
and all that. Wingstop.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And there's like a Hawaiian grill over there? Yes. The ABC store is right there on the end?
No.
On like University City?
No, on North Tryon.
Oh, North Tryon.
You know UNCC on North Tryon?
Yeah.
And there's like a food line right directly across the street from the entrance to the college campus. Like with a Wingstop.
Up some. Okay, the Wingstop. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. I'm on the other. I was down the road somewhere. Okay, yes, you are correct. Yes, that is.
Sonny's Barbecue is in Charlotte too, and I was not impressed.
It's trash.
Yeah.
It's trash.
And he just said Sonny's Barbecue. It can't be better in Rock Hill. I don't believe it. Jasmine Bar and Grill.
The food is very, very mid. It's very mid. And it's disappointing. But you know, I cook more at the house because my food banging. Every time I got down.
Those tacos, I want some more.
You know, I be doing a little one too. You know, I chef a little.
Those
taste.
Tacos are really good, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. I wish I was hungrier to eat more of them.
We can get the stuff and just, you know, have it. And I can roll you up some tacos and you know how I do. Mm-hmm. I'll roll you up and send you on your way, honey.
Just I don't have to send you a little Ziploc of lettuce because I don't like warm lettuce.
Oh, okay.
When I warmed it up,
okay.
I was like, well, it's slimy. So I like pulled it all out.
Oh my God. I just smashed that shit. That should be good. But yeah, I hope that maybe he gets to a place that's not so bad.
Yeah, I don't know even where to really tell him though. Besides food trucks, like the food trucks to me are what's hidden. Best food,
right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's because it's a lot of cook to order. Like they're used to working in like a really quick and fast environment and stuff.
Yeah.
So, But I just want him to be careful. I think he's definitely just egging on people and talking shit. And
definitely.
He's doing
it for the views.
He's doing it for the views. Right. So, you know, and yo, when some girl said on there, was like, oh, you know, you talking all that shit, you need to go ahead and fix that little bald spot right there. And then what did he say? I had screenshotted it to you.
When he was saying that all the smoke is making him want to stay here longer?
No, the one that I sent to you. I screenshot and sent to you.
Sorry.
Oh, you're sick and crazy. You're ignoring my text messages? You're just acting like you know what's going on? You're
oopsies.
A hoe. Anyway, so, they were just talking shit about his little thin hair right there. But today, he was blacked out.
He was blacked out,
Mr. Chime Time. And he's a cute guy. I see that he can be a little, like, he's an asshole. I wonder, is he a Virgo?
He gives Virgo or Leo energy, I would say. We'll find out after.
We'll find out.
Let me find out right now.
Oh, yes.
I forgot. I got the internet, so
yes,
I'm here.
You got the quick little Twitter fingers, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of fingers, yes, with the iridescent chrome white situation.
Pow, pow.
Pow, pow there. But yeah, that I just really wish there were better places to eat in Charlotte. It just is really sad. What's the sign? We need bowl.
It brought up like a sign that said Mr. Chime.
Oh shit.
I'm just gonna say birthday and we can figure it out from there.
But yeah, I mean, so how do you feel about people being mad? Like
he's a Libra.
He's mean. He's being mean.
Right, September 25th is a Libra.
Virgo. Is that Virgo?
No, Virgo ends the 22nd.
Just say, what is it?
Let me just put September 25th.
Birthday. I want to say that's Virgo.
Mm-mm. Libra.
Fucking Libra.
Get your people, Mick. Get your people.
I mean, I'm not really mad at him because he's not, like, you know, going, but, like, okay, so... Where do you stop? Do you just go to Charlotte and go to all the trash places and talk shit about them and run through? Like, because people are mad. They're, like, making it seem like he's doing it purposely.
Yeah.
I don't think he is.
I don't think so either, but whoever's recommending the places that he goes has terrible taste in food.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I wonder how he's picking it. Like, how many times he sees somebody talk about it, or he just... sees some names and he just Googles it and just picks from there. Like, what is the motivation behind it? Is he going with the clout? Like, what are we doing?
Sure. But I'm thankful that, like, nobody takes him as seriously as Keith Lee. Like, he's not stopping people's business. You know what I mean? Like, Keith Lee, that one company, the sweet whatever company.
Right. And then, well, Chime Time was talking about that some of the business owners was threatening him. Yeah, but I don't know what he mean, like threatening with like a cease and desist.
Oh, he's probably talking about Ken Cooks. Did you see? Because she had made a post. Because He like shitted on her a little bit. And then there was like a post saying that like she even says that it's hit or miss because there's so many customers and da 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 da. And then she made a post talking about, I see the love, I see the hate, I just see myself elevating.
Like, I mean, because right. It's all good. Good or bad, right. You know, people are coming to check it out, you know. Mm-hmm. You win some, you lose some.
I still want to try it, but it's just so busy all the time.
Yeah. And you know how we are with crowds. We
don't want to
be there.
Don't want to be there.
But yeah, so I mean, hey, keep doing. Be safe, Mr. Chime Time. You're cool. I watch you. I watch you all the time.
Oh, on his live today, he was saying that they used a video of his in a music video without his consent.
I wonder who's the artist.
I can't wait to find out. I Googled and it wasn't on Google yet. So
It might be just a little local guy or something. Yeah. Like that. Who knows?
Why would you put that in a video? Like, that's really random.
It depends on what's going on. Like, I would need a little more context. I need to check out the video to see what the hell's going on. So, who knows?
Well, F that. F Mr. Chime Time for now until he finds some good food in Charlotte.
Right, but he's probably not, though.
I know.
I'm not even really mad at him. Yeah. It's just,
nobody recommend Chinese food to him. Just skip over the Chinese.
Yes, please.
We're not sending him anywhere.
It's so bad here in Charlotte.
It is so bad.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It's embarrassing. And then, like, when people come, like, when Portia comes, like, well, girl.
Like,
I'm cooking, because that's where you're going to enjoy some food at.
The only other place that I liked, and why can't I remember the name of it right now? Oh, I remember. Smokehouse Charlotte. Mm. They're the ones that have the, what do they call it? Is it the Jive Turkey?
Jive Turkey.
I think so. It's like collard greens, mac and cheese, yams, and a smoked turkey leg. And it's all in like a big pan.
Oh,
and
you know what? I've seen that.
But that there's another spot called Jive Turkey. That's the name of the business. And he went there and he trashed it.
Yeah, and he trashed it.
But Smokehouse Charlotte is delicious.
Mm.
It's expensive. I want to say it's like $40-some
for that one
pan.
Thing. Yeah.
But the pan is like this big. It's really
I've seen
big.
The tins how it comes in. And it's big. I'm not big on a turkey leg like that. Mm. Oh, you know the fair is in town.
What?
Yeah, the fair is in town.
Where?
My coworker was telling me about. I think it's in North Charlotte.
Oh, at the fairgrounds by the Speedway.
Yeah, I want to say, yeah.
Oh, we should go.
Yeah, we can go. Mm. I like a funnel cake.
I love funnel cake.
I don't want the... I'm not big on the turkey.
I'm not going to walk around a fair eating a turkey leg.
No.
But when I can mix it with some collard greens, some mac and cheese, a little yams, and just eat it up at home,
right?
Yes, sign me up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, you can get it to go or just whatever, but we'll figure that out afterwards.
Yes. Last time I had a funnel cake was actually at A&T's homecoming, and it was cold. It wasn't good at all.
That's the worst. Like, who wants a rock hard... I need it smoking hot.
Yeah, me too. I was very disappointed.
Straight out the grease.
And it was expensive,
that.
Too. I want to say it was like $13.
Oh, fuck no.
Yeah, not happy about it.
Oh, fuck no.
Not happy about it.
Yeah,
who
not
is
happy
this
about it.
Audie Crooks?
Okay, so Audie Crooks, she was last Saturday. Go ahead and read it. I can't even fucking read it.
Last Saturday, she scored 40 points in an NCAA basketball game.
Yeah.
She's the first person to do that as a freshman in NCAA history.
Yes, yes. So okay. I just wanted to shout her out. She's a freshman. They couldn't stop her. She doesn't really look too athletic, but she run up and down the court. She really handling her business. And they actually, they're out now. They lost.
Oh, that sucks.
I think she played for, what did I say, Iowa State? Was it Iowa State?
It was Iowa
played?
Girls B.
Yeah, but anyway.
Corn fed.
And she's mixed. She looks like she's mixed. Yeah.
Every black person in Iowa is mixed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But yeah, like, I just wanted to shout her out. That's like a hell of an accomplishment. I hope that, you know, she gets with a coach and she get her footwork together, because I just see nothing but good things. So I just had to shout
freshman,
her out.
Yeah, as a freshman, like, that's amazing.
You know, I had hoop dreams, you know, back in the day. I was a three real quick, you know what I'm saying? My high school squad was you know, we was all right. We did our thing. But yeah, so I just wanted to shout her out. So shout out to her.
I'm
what else
impressed.
We got going on?
What's up with this Diddy?
Did he do it? Did he did it? Did he do it? Did he not? Anywho, Diddy out here just causing all kind of, you know, well, he been causing all kind of drama and shit like that. But now they arrested him. Didn't he get back out?
Yeah.
You know what I
mean? Yeah. Oh, I think, did they arrest him?
Did they arrest him?
I don't think so. I thought they just arrested his drug mule. And
because he's on an island somewhere.
No, they said they thought he was trying to leave the country, but he's still in the country.
Okay. I wonder where he's at. I just, okay, how, it, like I said, I think we talked about it last pod. Oh, well, it don't matter because I.E. we fucked up that pod. Y'all, we just need to let y'all know that we was a pod short because we recorded the whole pod with yours truly on mute. Mm. Yeah. So I was only in the background. I was only in the background of her vocal, of her mic, and it was terrible. I wanted it because it was a good pod.
It was a really good pod.
It was a really good pod, but it, yeah, you know, niggas fuck up too. Players fuck up too. You know, it is what it is. Hey, we still here. We're very consistent anyway.
Facts. But what's this about 50 producing it?
Yeah. So they were saying, you know, like, the whole R. Kelly, what was it?
Surviving R. Kelly.
Right. So now he's doing Did he do it? You know what I'm saying? And I think I heard. I know. And it sounds like something 50 would come up with because he's a big ass troll. But yeah, that's what I heard, that he's producing the shit. And, you know, he's just trolling the fuck out of them. And Jay-Z, poor thing. It's just, well, I don't even know. I can't even say like poor thing. I don't really even feel bad for them because if you are doing something as far as promising or like, hey, I will give you money if you sleep with me type shit, and these people are desperate for money, like that's not good. Mm-mm. That's not okay. That is really, really ugly. You're using your money to get sexually pleased by people. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go to Las Vegas and buy some pussy, why don't you just do that?
I mean, honestly, why, you might as well.
And then you don't have nothing to worry about, but you know, he want to do the freak. He a freak off boy. He want to do a little bit. And they said that in the house, because they fucked up his house. Did you see it? They fucked up his house. And they were saying there's cameras in all of his rooms. Mm. And then I don't know how true this, I think it was more so like a little joke, but they was talking about one of the VH tapes that they found or whatever said, take that.
Stop.
I'm just saying that's what I had heard that he had said. That's what had happened, and that's what I had heard. So I don't know. Allegedly. But, yeah, so I think he deserves everything he is coming to him. I really don't feel like poor black man. I don't feel that way with him.
I don't. He's a very privileged black man that has made some very big mistakes.
He a freak boy. Mm-hmm. He want to play with them boys. He want to party with the boys. That's what they say. You know, they don't ask, like, are you going or are you gay? No. Are you – he party? Oh, okay, yeah. Mm. Friend, for a nominal amount of cash in your cash app. No, just cash.
Okay.
Would you do a little something strange for a piece of change? For a celebrity? Not necessarily Diddy.
Yeah.
But how much to make it worth it? Like to set your whole life, to get
through?
It
would have to be six figures at least.
Six figures. Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. Especially if you're going to try to fuck me. And we know how Mickey feels about that.
Not the diddler is out of here. Mm. He is out of here.
The diddler is out of here.
He's out of here.
He's going straight to jail. We just need to know that. He's probably going to fight as long as he can. Mm-hmm. You know, but.
And it's so crazy because when the whole Cassie lawsuit thing happened, he's like, oh, this is just a money grab.
She got in where she could fit in. Mm-hmm. She got her money first.
And I know she's laughing with her feet kicked up at the house. Goodness. Feeling rich, probably in money, just laying there.
And if she feels bad, crying a little pile of money. Mm-hmm. Get you
wipe your tears with a $100 bill.
Go to therapy. Live the best life that you can. Mm-hmm. We've all had trauma.
All of us.
We got to turn it around some kind of way. Mm-hmm. But
it almost makes me wonder, though, like what happened to Diddy in his past? Because usually people that are
predators,
that's the word I was looking for, come from a background of sexual abuse. Mm. So I would not be surprised if that comes out at some point as well.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be a part of, like, if it goes to trial, they're going to bring up all the sad stories and what he went through and, you know, post-traumatic stress and, you know, to get his way, you know, to get out of it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And then also makes me think, like, did you piss off some white executive? Did you not suck the right little pink
Peter?
Is it
Illuminati?
Is it?
Is there Illuminati? Did he not pay his dues?
Is he the sacrifice he got to do, right, pay his little dues? Because, I mean, they say Kim Porter was the sacrifice.
Mm-hmm. Didn't they say that about Aaliyah, too?
That was for Dame Dash. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That whole little, you know, is above me. I can't frequent them circles. I ain't got enough money.
Right.
So none of it's really any of my business, but we like to talk about it. But I know that if I had a lot of money and I had a lot of reach, I guess I'm not that horny enough to be like, because you know, they're getting them for sex trafficking. So basically, he got some niggas and bitches that get niggas and bitches for him, mm-hmm. and probably promise them money. Mm-hmm. That's sex trafficking.
It is.
You know what I mean? So
sex trafficking 101.
Right. Like I don't. I guess when you, because they're normalizing whatever he was doing and however it went. So he's walking around think the shit is okay because people are taking his money. You know what I mean? And then he probably has like airtight little NDAs and shit like that,
mm-hmm.
and collecting people's phone when the freak offs mm-hmm. is happening and all this and that. Because there's nothing wrong. Like, I needed to be clear. I don't want to be clear that there's nothing wrong with being a freak. There's nothing wrong getting your dicks up from mm-hmm. the back. There's nothing wrong with getting click clack in all the different ways. All right. It's I'm down for it. You know what I'm saying? We all got a little freak in us. We all like to get down on a 1-2.
You know, only on
however,
the weekends.
However it works, right.
Only on the weekends.
Maybe twice on Sunday. Not you say, no. You in that lab, that diabolical lab. Yo, y'all should hear her when she's speeding. You know, she leans into, you know, our people that listen to us, they know that she leans into it like speed fucking racer.
I got us here today, only 5 minutes late.
Yeah, we had a lot going on. We always just sliding in here like mm-hmm. safe.
Mm-hmm.
Just barely.
Barely.
Burly. But, yeah,
let's
so.
Let's keep going.
Okay, I'm saying, okay, yeah. Yeah, time to go already, yeah.
So there's supposed to be a cicada apocalypse.
Yeah, so I guess how many they was talking about? Like
trillions
of fucking cicadas are going to come.
Aren't there only billions worth of people on the planet?
Yeah, so they're just going to be everywhere. And I feel like where I live, they're going to be screaming.
Oh, with all those trees?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Because when they do, I remember when cicadas were, you know, when they do come out, it can get so loud at night.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, the
sound.
It
just sounds like someone screaming.
Yeah. So, yeah, that y'all watch out for that. You know, that's what's going on. And also the on 4-8, the eclipse. Yeah, you know, I think so that whole thing is really, we don't really have much time to talk about it, but I think it's really, really interesting, you know, the Mercury retrograde and the eclipse and how they talk about is that black moon and mm-hmm. that whole science behind us and, you know, there's many moons in our atmosphere and all that stuff. So I think it's really, really interesting. And
I wish we were in the path of the like full eclipse, but we're not. We'll only see a partial eclipse over here.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yeah. In our line sight.
Yeah.
I wonder if my mom would see a little different
No,
view.
The path was like going through like from like Alabama mm-hmm. and kind of curving around up to New York.
Oh, so just missing us
yeah.
completely. That's crazy
yeah.
how they can like.
So like we'll be able to see part of it. Your mom will probably be able to see part of it too, but probably mm-hmm. much less than what we do.
Oh, so we would see. Mm-hmm. Oh, because it's over here on mm-hmm. this East Coast side. Okay, mm-hmm. wow. But yeah, y'all be watching out for that. You know, y'all got to pay attention to this. It's just a lot of, it changes our moods and, you know, our hearts and all that. It's all connected. We are all connected. But mm-hmm. we going to go down that mm-hmm. rabbit hole. But it's interesting. I like stuff like that. What else we got?
Well, Winter Blanco, who is known for Bad Girls Club
okay.
back in the day,
mm-hmm.
She just came out on a podcast and said that Trey Songz physically assaulted her, mm. which we all know Trey Songz has a history of being violent with women. But she was talking about how, like, TMZ reached out to her. The lawyer for other cases that he had going on reached out to her mm. for her, like, testimony and to have her as part of the case. And she just wouldn't do it. But she's like, I'm sick of, like, being in silence. I'm sick of, like, letting these people get away with stuff that is mm. not right, mm. you know? So she's like, so I'm bringing it up now. And,
speak your truth.
Mm-hmm.
I believe it. I believe her because Trey Songz is, he's an asshole.
Well, the reason that people knew, like the lawyers and TMZ knew to call her was because she went and got into a car with her friends after it happened.
Mm.
And she said that all of her nails were ripped off. Her knees were bloody. She had like scratches and like handprints on her neck. Like it was bad. So like somebody opened their mouth.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really crazy that men are really losing their mind enough to hit a woman that is not nowhere near as strong as you.
Literally.
Unless you are a little jacquees, little itty bitty ass nigga. And even the little niggas be strong.
Yeah.
Stronger than any woman.
Mm-hmm.
Any little nigga can whoop my ass like he's a
honestly.
Man. You know what I'm saying?
Men are always just strong for some reason. Even if they're just wiry and not even big, you know?
But why are you fucking beating her up. Like, I just, what do you get out of that? She pissed you off that bad, my guy?
Then she said he tried to gaslight her and be like, well, you were drunk and you don't remember what happened and you hit me first. Even if I hit you first, that doesn't justify
you hitting a woman back. Yeah. I think because her hitting you in your face is nothing compared to the catastrophic damage that you would do to a woman's face if you ball your fist up and give her not even the hardest punch in the face. Right,
literally.
You're probably knocking her the fuck out. Men that act like that are pieces of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
They are.
If you're raising your hand, and you know, I get, oh, I don't want to be abused too. Is she really hurting you? Even if she is, you want to hurt her? You want to damn near kill her? You want to black her whole face up? Crazy. You feel good after you see her all fucked up like that? And you have not one scar on you, but she hit me, though?
And that was the other thing that she said was that, I don't know how I remember this so clearly. Mm. I only watched it once.
Damn.
But the other thing that she said was she was like, because I was on a show like Bad Girls Club, I have this reputation as being a crazy bitch that fights. So, like, they're not going to, like, believe that this happened.
Like,
and
she's provoking him or something. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, happy vacation. I miss you.
I just don't like, I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't think it's cool. And then you're just so, it's just the reach of these men. You got so much money. You don't know how to act. You don't got your daddies. You miss your daddies. You got daddy issues. You're thinking you're a man and you're not. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And I feel bad for these straight women that have to deal with that shit, you know, or come across that shit.
I agree. I just want to hit on one more thing.
Okay.
Did you hear about these conjoined twins that got married? One of them got married, but they're conjoined.
No.
So, like, they have two heads,
okay,
two hearts,
right,
two livers, I want to say, and two kidneys.
And one pussy?
And one pussy, two legs. Like, it's literally just, like, and they've been on, like, Oprah. They had their own show on TLC.
Is one real small and one can walk?
They both walk together. There's only two legs.
Oh.
It's two heads.
Maybe I haven't seen them.
Hold on, let me pull them up. But anyway, only one of them got married. So I have so many questions.
Right, like who's taking turn?
Like, does she just not pay attention while y'all are fucking?
Do you put a blanket on her?
Right, like, if they're having a conversation, is she expected to answer or just tune out? Like, girl, I have so many questions.
And then it's like, the men, are they supposed to only be with one? Oh, dang, that's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. And, like, who, the post that I first saw about this, you want to know what it said?
What?
A two-headed white woman is getting married before a black woman. That's what it said.
You know, why do they hate us so much? I just don't understand it. They sexualize us from very, very young. We talked about that this morning. To this. It's always dissing a black woman. Let me see this shit. Oh, my.
Mm-hmm. Someone said, did he get with the kind of cute one or the drunk one? I was like, y'all are savages.
The one, okay, I see the kind of cute one.
Yeah, and that's the one that got married.
Oh, my God.
That is crazy. Yeah.
One pussy?
One.
He looking like, oh, he's smiling real big. I guess
someone said you're gonna get his butt licked and his dick sucked at the same time.
I don't even know what to fucking say.
I mean, I literally have so many questions.
I'm
like,
so weak. I'm stuck on the one pussy.
Yeah. And like, what happens if she gets pregnant? Whose kid is it?
I wonder if they have one over. I mean, one.
They have
uterus.
One uterus. Yeah.
Oh my God. So their kids are brothers and sisters. How do you know who's who?
Girl, I have so many questions.
Oh my God! It's getting deeper and deeper as I expound on this in my mind.
Yes.
I don't even know where to go with this.
Girl,
I
went down a rabbit hole.
Faking dead. Like, why they fucking?
And like, why would you, not to be like nothing against people that are disabled or are different.
No,
or
no, we're just
like
asking.
That.
We're just curious.
But like, I wonder what made him marry her in such a unique situation. You know what I mean? And like, why did he pick one and not the other? Why not? I guess you can't marry both.
Well, that's, yeah. You, well, no, that's
but
polygamy. Is it though?
They might as well move to wherever it's legal.
Or just have a union.
Yeah. Speaking of which, this is random subject change. Right. We are never going to get out of here.
Yeah.
But 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever, no, Finding Sister Wife. Okay. Seeking Sister Wife.
Okay.
Jesus. So there's a girl on there that was married to her husband. They live in Colorado.
Lord,
They were married and they'd been married for like 10 years. And he always talked about how he wanted another wife. Mm-hmm. So they had like dated a few different women. Mm-hmm. They met this one that they really liked in Brazil. Mm-hmm. Okay. So they're sending her money. They're supporting her. Mm-hmm. They're going out there to visit her. They're meeting her in Mexico to hang out. Like they're doing all sorts of stuff with her. Mm-hmm. She's supposed to come to the U.S. And live with them and marry him. But in order to do that, she had to get a K-1 visa, which means that she has to be engaged to somebody in the United States. So this crazy white lady divorced her husband
so that he could
marry this other girl and bring her to the United States. And then the girl reneged. And now he still is trying to find another wife.
I bet you it's like a communication barrier. I don't know. That shit, why? It was a girl, young girl?
No, like, well, they've been married for 10 years. So
No. I mean the Brazilian.
Oh, younger. Oh. She was younger, yeah. And now he has another younger Brazilian girl that he's going after.
I wonder
after.
If they're, like, super poor and shit living over there.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, like, when they went and visited her.
But I thought Brazil was a nice area.
When they went and visited her, the place that she was from was terrible.
Oh,
like, absolutely
like
terrible.
Huts and stuff.
Yeah.
Damn. Like, they was in the jungle or something?
Not in the jungle. It was, like, a city.
Oh,
but it was
just
the slums.
Terrible.
Yeah.
All the slums. Damn.
Yeah, it was bad.
Damn.
But, yeah, that shit blew my mind. Like, you really divorced your husband so he could marry somebody else after 10 years?
You're just doing whatever he wants. You,
literally.
You don't, you
and
have no brain.
And that's what the new girl said. The new girl said, I want to talk to you by yourself, to the girl. And she was like, I want to know if you're really okay with this because I don't feel like you are. And she was like, well, I just have some reservations after last time and like everything that happened. And you know what I mean?
I mean, those are valid.
Yeah.
They're valid. It's meant, yo, it's, and that's one thing. I talked to one of my homeboys about this whole thing with men, bro. Like in this whole, like I get that marriage, and this just kind of segues into what we wanted to talk about today is like, you know, is marriage worth it? Like, is doing all this and jumping the broom, like, is it fucking worth it? We all know it's a contract. You know, it's a business deal. It's really just to recognize each other in the court of law.
The case that you're incapacitated.
Right. Which is important, but you don't have to be married to, you know.
You can have power of attorney.
Right. So it's like, because I grew up wanting to be married. Like, that was...
Oh, yeah. I expected to be married by the time I was, like, 22.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not 22. I
figured
I'd
graduate college and then get married.
Yeah. Well, I thought I was going to get married by 30, in my 30s, something like that. Because I see my parents were married for 16 years. Mm-hmm. My grandparents were married until they both passed. My aunt and my uncle been married 29 years
wow.
this year. Yeah. And which is crazy to say, because sometimes I just remember, like, you know, they just got married. Anyway, you know, so it's I don't know if it's that important to me anymore, because I don't know if I'm supposed to just have one person. Like, with all the things, like, because I used to be like, well, what's wrong with me? Why am I'm with this one and not with this one? Not saying I'm like a whore out here, but you know how you go through life. You're with someone and then you're not, you know, you're with someone and then you're not. And then when I kind of broke that down to myself, it's like, well, then this is my pattern. And this is a lot of people's pattern and, you know, whatever. But mine is you're with someone for a little while. You get what you're supposed to get out of that. And then you move on. And so I don't know if my belief in marriage is as strong as it used to be. You know,
yeah, mine's definitely not. I think I was telling you already that there was like a post about it mm-hmm. and about like what is the advantage, especially for Black women to get married
right.
in this day and age.
And there's none.
There's really nothing mm-hmm. because we are employed at a much higher rate than Black men. Mm-hmm. We tend to end up the breadwinner in the mm-hmm. situation.
But that's not like on no hater dude. That's how the government set everything up right, by taking the fathers out of the house.
Literally.
And then that's the only way you can get your government assistance.
I'm not blaming anybody.
Right.
But I just... You know, the mm-hmm. value of marriage has greatly declined in my mind.
Yeah.
I think for me, like, it's even overwhelming to think about marriage. Like, I can barely think about a relationship at mm-hmm. this point. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so used to doing what I want to do when I want to do it, not considering right. anybody else's feelings except for yours.
And but you're stupid. Right.
And I just feel like I'm good. Like, if I meet somebody and, like, they're great and we mm-hmm. hit it off and everything just falls right. into place, cool.
Yeah.
But like, am I seeking marriage? No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Like, honestly, I just want to have a good connection with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it grows from there, however that looks. But yeah, it's really, as I've gotten older and had more experiences, it's just, I don't know if marriage is for Mickey. Not saying that I would never get, you know, married if the, you know, opportunity presents itself and is real and I feel like it's something and, you know, we're going to move forward. Yeah. But as far as, like, how I used to think about it, and I'm almost 40 now, and I'm not even in a relationship. I know it's weird to even say that, you know, because I still feel...
I feel like I'm 21.
Yeah, well, not 21, but I don't feel like I'm knocking on 40.
Approaching 40, no.
Yeah, like, I just never thought... I don't know. I knew
I'm
that
like
I
looking at myself
long.
On the live. Like, is this a 40-year-old bitch?
Right. Like,
no.
Is this? No. But, I mean, it is, though. It is, you know, and that's okay. But because age isn't like what it used to be.
It's
you
not.
Know what I mean?
And why the younger generation look older than we do? Do you think it's because of all the traumatic shit in their childhoods? Like,
do you think it's because they've been looking at screens since a kid?
It could be. They probably have like eye wrinkles.
Right. Well, you know, your people got them.
My people. Yeah. Half my people.
Half of your people.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about Black people, so your people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Chris. But yeah, I don't know. And then the whole thing about having kids and stuff and all of that, because I thought, you know, marriage, kids, I really believed in that.
Yeah, I did too. The idealistic American family.
Yeah. And there's something good about a partnership that I really enjoy.
Yeah.
And like working together and not always having the best day together mm-hmm. and being able to work through it, cry, laugh, all of that shit.
You at 20%, I'll be at 80%. We're going to be 100% together.
Right. Because like I seen that where I think it was like a married couple that I seen. It was like a real quick clip. And they were saying like, sometimes I'm not even going to have 50%. Mm-hmm. Maybe you have to have that 80.
Because mm-hmm.
today I only got 20, like you just said.
Right.
And I thought that was very, very interesting because everyone talks about 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's not always like that. It's a sliding scale.
And that's the thing is I feel like everybody is so hurt
mm.
that like if the tables turn and like say like your husband's been paying the mortgage for mm-hmm. years and then suddenly he loses his job and expects you to pick up the slack.
Right.
You're freaking out because you're like, what is this? Like, what's happening? Am mm-hmm. I going to be taking care of him now? Mm-hmm. But like, really, you should be like, he's been taking care of me.
Right.
Let me step up to the plate. But we're so hurt that we don't do that.
Or they're listening or they're just having this idea of because it's hard to be a man as far
mm-hmm.
as like you have all this responsibility.
Especially a Black man.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so I get why, you know, some of our Black men are very, you know, they're struggling with this. They feel like it's a lot of pressure on them. And sometimes you do break.
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay. It's okay to break and then build yourself back up and stuff. But
yeah.
I don't think sometimes we give them the space to do so.
I agree.
As breadwinners. And that's tough. I ain't no man.
And my thing is, like, I have a hard time. And I'm not even, like, that, like, conservative mm-hmm. or, like, old school, if you
right,
will.
Right,
but,
right.
like, something about taking care of a man is just a turnoff to me.
Mm.
Like, if we've been together for a long time and you need my help
right.
with something, that's
one
thing.
Yeah, that's totally different.
But, like, being the breadwinner,
right.
that doesn't sound like fun to me. I'd rather be the breadwinner by myself, keep my own money to
right,
myself,
right.
and keep paying these bills by myself,
right.
than have to take care of a man off rip.
Yeah, not off rip. I don't think you should. I think no one should be taking care of anybody off rip.
I would agree.
And
with
I think
that.
It's a really. I don't really necessarily like when a woman is literally making a man show up financially, and they don't even know if you don't even know if you really like this man or
right.
not. And it was something that me and one of my friends, AD, was talking about. She was saying how, we were talking about how men are like, you know what, I want to date, I want to do these things, but let me tell you what entails to have one date with you, and I don't even know if you like me or will call me after today.
Right.
You know, $300 late, like, and $300 on a date that you do maybe three or four things, that's easy out the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's tough, and I know that, like, when I'm, you know, dating women or being with women and things like that, like, I'm not going to be spending a check on you. I don't trick off on women. I'm not going to try to impress you about what I can get for you and stuff like that, because I'm not setting that precedence. I'm not.
Mm-mm.
Like, we're going to have to really be friends. Like, I want to be friends with my person.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't, you know, it's not all about love. It's about actual being friends and enjoying that person,
mm-hmm.
and waking up and, like, you're okay with seeing that little crusty ass. You
think right?
that they're the cutest crusty butt.
With their little nasty breath and everything.
Right, give me a kiss. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. that's where, to me, it's important and what's it about. So, yeah, I think it's tough for guys sometimes trying to date women and then they're expecting so much.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, it's like, well, because I'm thinking off of my pockets, because most men are, well, no, we make more than some men now. I don't think it's that far of a gap. I think the gap really relies in, like, the higher paying jobs, mm-hmm. when it comes to, like, six figures and mm-hmm. things like that. Then I think there's definitely a man is going to get a job before me when mm-hmm. when they're talking about big money, mm-hmm. six figure type of money. So I think there's levels to, you know, like, there's a playing ground of where, like, oh, we're all kind of making $50,000, $60,000, $70,000 mm-hmm. a year. And then when you get up to a certain point and you're going for a certain, like, that big money, and if you're going against Chris, Dan,
yeah,
you're probably not going to get the job.
Yeah, no, that's true. Mean? That's very true.
Yeah, so.
Those are facts.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. Marriage would be nice. It would be nice.
It would be.
But
I'm not holding my breath.
Right. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to get married, you know?
Yeah. If I do, I feel like it'll be much later in life. Like, maybe when I'm, like, 50.
Chris talking about, it's hard being a damn dog these days. You are sick and crazy. Lord. How was the baby shower? Oh, I'm mad. I missed it. I had to come and do my job. I had to come and pod.
We've been ripping and running all day.
Oh, my goodness. We've been ripping and the damn running. But, you know, shout out Karnisha, one of my co-workers. She is giving mother. She is so pregnant, honey. Oh, she is so freaking pregnant. But those pictures.
They ate.
Ooh, she was eating. Mother. She was giving mother all day. So shout out to Karnisha, her baby daddy, and little Kazi. That's his name.
Ah, that's
it's
cute.
A boy.
Yeah.
I can't wait. I can't wait to meet him. He probably gonna look just like Karnisha. They said, like, when she showed me the picture, like, the
from
little
the ultrasound,
he already has her nose.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's
so
just
cute.
And see, that's another thing. Back to the marriage thing and kids. Like, I really would love to know what a little Mickey or a little Michael, you know what I'm saying, would look like.
Yeah, I would like a little mini me.
Yeah, like, super adorable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then, do I want? I can't. Do the kid like I do Rocky and leave him in the house all. You know what I'm saying?
It's
a whole lot more. It's a whole lot more to it. And I know how to take care of children. I'm just being ignorant. But
I feel like I'm rusty. Like, I was around a baby the other day, and I was like,
you know what,
like, I wanted to hold it, but then I was like, am I gonna break it? Like,
oh.
Am I gonna drop it? Like,
especially
I
when they got the loose neck. When they got that goddamn loose neck, that makes me nervous.
Me too.
Because I feel like it's gonna snap off.
I swear.
If it goes back too far,
I swear.
Like, oh man, poor baby.
I'm definitely rusty. I need to be around some babies.
But you know what? I think, like, if you have your own baby, you kind of get in that motherly instinct type thing.
Yeah,
you know, we have maternal instincts and stuff. You know,
definitely.
how we are with our animals and things.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know if marriage is for me. Like I said, I'm open to it. You know, somebody want to put a bid in. What's that?
Hit my
good?
DMs.
Let
me know what's good. Let's go 50-50 on the bills.
I'm out here single. You feel me? Shoot a little shot. See what's happening. My phone be dry. Ain't nothing happening.
Honestly, mine is so dry. It's depressing.
Yo, people think I'm such a hoe. They think I'm out here just a fucking, and I'm not. I'm not. I wish they could see me every night just in the bed,
right,
rubbing my feet together, rubbing Rocky. Him looking at me, sweet. We're having our love fest. I love you, son. I love you, mother. And that's about it. That's every, you know, we do our walk and we in the bed.
Facts.
Yeah, everyone thinks I'm a hoe, and I'm not.
Well, I think it's time for another story time, and I want you to tell this story.
What is the story?
About our experience last weekend at the nail salon.
Oh, okay, so.
This week in white people shit.
White people shit, shit, shit. Yeah, so WPS, white people shit. So we're in, we're getting our pedicure. My dogs need to be touched on, so we got
them
shit.
Came out of hibernation.
Yes, 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 you know, because I know, I felt a way about that. But I can respect
mine,
it because
mine.
Mine
came out of hibernation too.
Yeah, mine, they was coming up, you know, to holler at you. So we see these two little white girls, and they young, y'all.
20 and 21.
Yeah, they young. So that said, say a lot there. So they was like, yeah, da da da, and Nicole, I think you asked them, like, what you doing for tonight, da da da,
yeah.
What y'all got, you know? Oh, we did it, but last night, and I was like, girl, tell me to tell you what happened last night.
Like, yeah, let me know, yeah. Shit.
You really want to know? And I should have took that as a sign.
Right, I should have too, but my curiosity was peaked at that point.
It was peaked at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, yeah, girl, go ahead, tell me what happened. What going on? Tell me, spill it. She was like, well, we was doing a two-man. So now, let's pause right there. What the fuck is a two-man?
I had no idea what a two-man was.
I was like,
old
damn.
As fuck.
What? And then they could tell we was didn't know what the fuck they was talking about. They was like, do y'all know what a two-man is? We was like, y'all having a two-some? Like, what
like,
y'all?
What does
I mean,
that mean?
Because a two-man, I mean, that's normally, it
like
starts
an Eiffel
there.
Tower to me.
Right. So, and so, okay, so old folks, or folks our age, that was born in maybe in the 1980s, two-way means that when, it's basically bring a friend for my friend,
mm-hmm.
basically. And everyone's about to fuck. I mean, separately.
Yeah, separately, not
separately,
together.
Not together, not an orgy.
Mm.
So they was doing the two-man, these two little white girls. And these two
with
little white,
white
girls,
boys,
with two little white girls, two little white boys coming over, and they getting they swerve on, they getting it started, you know, they doing the mayonnaise dance,
the sour cream
they
citizen
doing
dance.
The sour cream citizen, they being an extra big ass jar of fucking mayonnaise, they was bumping and sliding the uglies, well commencing. Warming up the track, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
The engine needs to purr just
okay,
a
okay.
bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I was just kind of giving, you know, our listeners just a little bit of a description. Anywho, so they was convincing the fuck or whatever. And so the white boy was like, oh, I can't fuck you raw. She says, well, why not? This is the youngest one, the 20-year-old.
Which, mind you, why are you fucking raw anyway? But
and why are you
thing.
Asking... Why don't you want to fuck me raw? Like, that's, there was a problem
Boy,
there.
Boy, put on a condom. Like.
Yeah. So, okay. And, yeah, right. Okay. So, he was like, well, she was like, why? Why can't I, why? He was like, because you fucked a black guy. Y'all, when I say my goddamn chin was on the fucking floor,
same.
My heart was beating so fucking fast.
Same.
So, you telling me that little young little white niggas is won't fuck someone because a BBC has
no,
entered.
It's such a white phrase.
A BBC, a big old black cock, has entered her vagina,
isn't
and
that
you don't.
Crazy?
And that is absolutely asinine.
And they're
These
young.
Young people, and
like,
they're young.
What are your parents teaching you?
What is grandpa and grandma saying at the? What is y'all? Sour cream citizens fucking, what are you teaching your children?
It's the colonizers, man.
And then they have the nerve to act like black people are dirty and nasty, and we know what these white folks do. They don't wash their legs.
It's like, literally. And they were, these girls also were saying that they fuck raw often.
All the time. Like.
Like, if they don't have one, they just keep going.
Bitch. No.
Oh, and then
the fact. That they're staring at two black women and to fix your mouth to tell us that story.
That was crazy. I told Amanda about it today.
Oh, boy.
And she was like, why would they tell you that? And I was like, that's what I'm saying.
I was like, we must have been looking really inviting and really white or something.
Something. Because they could not wait to spill that tea.
Girl, like they was proud of it and put it on Snapchat, y'all. Yeah,
with the caption, no more white boys.
No more white boys.
And then
this is the tea. This is where you can get killed. This is where white women have gotten black men killed, hurt, in trouble, bullshit. She said that she thought about inviting a black boy over just to spite these white guys.
Mm-hmm.
So you telling me you about to have this nigga come up in here, not knowing, because I know she ain't going to tell him
mm-mm.
what's going on. He just going to show up getting some little snowflake pussy.
Mm-hmm.
Because they gonna nigga's going to nig. Mm-hmm. If you throwing the pussy, nigga's going to nig. Facts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The ugly still bump, white or black.
Facts.
So, you know, I just thought that was absolutely, and we told them that we were going to talk about them on the pod. I hope y'all are listening. Y'all are ignorant. Y'all need to stop. I mean, I get what you're trying to go with it, but you sat there and told two black women in their face that a great story, almost like you were the victor.
Right.
Like you
I
had,
felt like they were like trying to be
like you were that white Harriet Tubman of you young people.
Like they were like a savior.
The white savior bullshit.
Yeah. It was crazy. It's like they just couldn't wait to tell us.
To tell black people.
Yes. That they had experienced what racism was
Imagine
like.
Imagine if they would have told some of our friends that ain't too friendly as us.
Girl.
Imagine my ex in
That's what just popped in my head. I was like, she would not have been
my ex, her hand, them little hands would have been all up inside. Oh, my God. She would have been, them bitches wouldn't have known what hit her. She would have blown a gasket. I almost blew a gasket. I didn't want to be
mean. Oh, yeah, I could feel her energy, like, building.
It
and
was
I was just like, let's just keep it light.
Because I couldn't say nothing for a long time. But then did you notice the older white girl kind of stopped talking when mm-hmm. she kind of, because she kept looking at me and just shaking her head. She was,
yep. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that these white girls are doing it. Because I like the other one. The other one that was older, I could tell she'd been around the block and she ain't as stupid as that other one.
Yeah, the other one is just careless as fuck.
Right. And if you're listening, I'm sorry, baby, but you are stupid. Not even just for the fact that we gather from that story that you don't use protection. You don't value your life.
Right. Right. And
I'm not slut-shaming because do your thing. But
do whatever you want to. But I also just feel like they're not interested in black men.
Mm.
They're interested in black dick.
Black dick.
It's completely
and like gathering all the black dicks.
Yes.
And
proud
of it. Notches on their belt.
Yeah.
For the black dicks.
Yes. So that was an interesting pedicure.
That was wild. I just, and then we told the people, the two ladies that were working on her feet and stuff, they were like, they couldn't even believe that. They just, you really want to know?
Girl.
So that was some white people shit. They probably don't wash their legs. They probably just let the soap. They don't use washcloths. And I just think that's
share
just
the same bar of soap.
They share, you know, and they use it for their face and they pussy and their ass.
Yep.
They don't rinse their body good. They just think. Then they don't take baths every day. Like, I've heard these white people talk about. I just don't understand it. But you know what? I don't be around enough white people to know if they stinky or not, so I don't know what's going on.
I just assume they all smell like wet dog.
Pretty much.
Except for my family. My family is excluded. No wet dogs.
No wet dogs for her fam bam. Yeah. But that was some white people shit that I thought that needed to be talked about on the pod. Interesting story time. These white girls wanted to tell us how the white boys didn't want to fuck them because they've had black dick.
Yeah, that was crazy. When I say to you, like, I thought something wild was going to come out of their mouth. But
not that. Not that.
What?
What were you thinking?
Yeah.
This shit is crazy.
Well, what did you learn this week?
Did I have something down there that I learned this week? So, someone's going to be like, hey, I know. But okay, so I was, today, year old, when I found out what NEWS stand for. I did not know NEWS was an acronym. So what does it stand for?
Notable Events, Weather, and Sports.
Right. The more you know.
The more you know.
I thought the NEWS was just the NEWS. Like, it was a word. It wasn't. It's an acronym.
Right.
It's
crazy. Yeah. That is kind of wild.
Yeah, and that is. And had no idea.
No clue.
And hospital is an acronym.
Yeah, that one blew me too.
Yeah, it's like, housing sick something, housing something sick people.
And labor.
And labor or some shit like that. All this shit's an acronym. But that was just some shit that I thought I bring to y'all's attention because I just didn't know. I just did not know.
I think this week's Who's Rude should go to those girls at the nail salon as well.
Yeah, that needs to go to their bitch asses. I'm just, not so much the other one. The other one was cool, but
I could tell that she was like the more sane friend.
Right. And I felt a little embarrassment on her side, mm-hmm. how she was talking a little crazy. Mm-hmm. Especially
she was
like,
just spilling all her tea.
About the black guy. I'm like, this bitch. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, too much.
Insane.
What to watch or listen to this week?
So I watched Shirley on Netflix.
I fell asleep to it.
It was really, really good. It pretty much chronicles her as the first black congresswoman.
And it's Regina King, right?
It's Regina King playing her. It's Shirley Chisholm. And it pretty much chronicles her run at presidency. And it was really, really good.
Like I never learned about this in high school. Did
I
you?
Never knew about this.
Okay.
I feel like I've heard her name.
I feel like it's a familiar name.
Yeah.
I don't remember learning about it.
No, not in school. Mm-hmm. I definitely didn't. I learned about her like just off of social media or something like that.
You know what's funny to think about?
What?
Do you know how awkward my fucking history teacher probably felt teaching about fucking slaves and shit with me in the class as the only black person?
Only black person.
I mean, I felt awkward. Everyone's looking at me the whole time.
I'm trying to think. Well, did we talk about it? I can't even remember. You know, it's hard for me to remember what the hell I was learning in school. It really
it was
is.
A lot.
It's a whole bunch of bullshit. But yeah, I don't remember. But yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. But I really enjoyed that movie. It was really, really good.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and watch it for sure.
Yeah, we tried to watch it last night. And
fell asleep.
No, it wasn't happening.
Well, I think that's going to wrap us up for today. But if you have a question, topic, or you want advice, write to us at yesweareblack@gmail.com and we will read your letter on air. If you want to follow us on social media, you can follow me at miss.scorpio.nicole on Instagram. And where can they find you?
They can find me on Who Is The Mick with 2 K's on anything.
Okay. And you can follow us on IG at Yes We're Black Podcast. Thanks, guys. This has been another episode of
Yes We're Black.
Bye.
Bye, motherfuckers.